landslides and flooding. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe tweeted that an additional 14,000 from the Japanese Defense Forces have been deployed to assist emergency responders.
June 2019 is the hottest June ever, at least since 1850, when records began being kept. Some parts of Europe were 18 degrees above normal, while a Spanish wildfire appears to have resulted from a manure field getting so hot it spontaneously burst into flames. While in Alaska, around 250,000 acres have burned in the last 10 days, with nearly 120 fires still uncontained. Anchorage had higher than average temperatures nearly every day of June, with some days reaching 80 degrees Fahrenheit.
At least 43 people are dead and another 17 are still missing as heavy monsoon rains continue to pound the western Indian state of Maharashtra, which includes Mumbai. Mumbai Airport's main runway closed yesterday after an airplane skidded off it, while many roads in the city were impassable due to floodwaters. In the 24 hours ending Tuesday morning, Mumbai experienced nearly 15 inches of rain, the highest in a 24-hour period since 2005, when the city received 37 inches of rain within 24 hours. The southwest monsoon has been moving inland and expecting to reach Delhi, where recent temperatures topped 100 degrees in 2 days.
You're listening to the KVOO Evening News for Wednesday, July 3rd, 2019. This has been a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories and tips at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Alex Connor, Kenzie Beard, Daniel Raphael, and Claire Risciotto. The producer is Lisa Loving, and our engineer is David Kesters. The Interim Director of Evening News and Public Affairs is Lisa Loving. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Leslie McLam.
And I'm Erin J. Bernard. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO, at 7 it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8 it's Voices from the Edge, progressive talk radio from a grassroots perspective. At 9, Press Watch, Teresa Mitchell's weekly look at the news you're not supposed to know. At 9:30, Fight the Empire host Per Fagerang looks at America at 243 years old. At 10 it's The Heather McCoy Show. At 11 on Between the Covers, host David Naiman interviews author Ted Chiang about his new book of science fiction stories titled Exhalation. At 11:30, it's Black Book Talk, and then we'll speak with Lua Ubinufu, the author of Caged and Locked, My Personal Experience with Circumstantial Depression. Then from noon until 10 p.m., it's our live remote broadcast from the Waterfront Blues Festival. Don't forget that you can hear all of these programs after they air on KBOO.FM or on iTunes and Google Play. All of these KBOO programs are made possible by members' support. If you would like to become a member, go to KBOO.FM or use our mobile app and click on Donate.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO, with news from your community radio station.
What it do, what it do, what it do. You know how we do. Keeping it together like glue with News from the Boo. I am coming to you live from KBOO 90.7 FM on your radio dial. And KBOO.FM on the web. This is Mike Crenshaw hosting a twice monthly show, News from the Boo, news from in and around the KBOO community. And I'm always thinking about the intersections between what we consider news and everyday people in our community. being a professional artist, a hip-hop artist, an MC myself, a lot of times my connection to my community is through my art. So tonight we're going to talk about a local artist, and we're going to talk with a local artist. Matter of fact, I'll just say he's an artist, because I actually don't like the term local artist, because I think it puts limitations on us that aren't necessarily real, because the work that we do is bigger than our geography where we live. So Rashid Jamal is definitely going to be in the studio tonight. Some of you might be familiar with his music. He's a good MC. He's a dope MC. Matter of fact, what I listen for when I listen to hip hop, being a hip hop artist myself, is I listen for things that make me want to be a better artist. And I can honestly say that Rashid Jamal is one of the artists in the game that when I listen to his music, it makes me want to be better at my own craft. So without much further ado, we're going to set it off tonight with one of his songs, one of his new songs. I'm hoping that we're going to get to two of his songs tonight on News from the Boo. So this first song is called Bumpin' UGK. And this song has, it's both these songs are radio edits. So there are going to be some moments where the listener might think they heard some profanity, but I assure you it's edited out, and we've put in sound effects in the space where you might have thought you heard something. All right, just so you know. So again, this is Rashid Jamal, Bumpin' UGK.
Yeah, man. Y'all remember how I used to be? Riding around. East side.
Bumping UGK. ESG and Project Pat. Machiavelli Dre. Smokers in the laundromat. Every night I pray. My family get their shit together. Every night I pray. My family get their shit together. I just wanna ball. Fresh as like every day. Them tennis shoes and draws. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, summer, winter, fall. Fly out to Kentucky, smoke one with my Uncle Paul. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, bumping UGK. Talking about a murder, just the other day. Somebody got murdered, what more can I say? I hope he ain't deserving any time and any day. The law can close the curtain so that I've been tossing, turning, paying bills on time. While they're coming through the roof, but I'm still gon' shine. While you staring at the truth, we'll go blind like it's nothing else to do. Still gon' grind. When I was young, I used to pray to God, supply me with peace. Bless me with the gift, the gab, and then supply me with beats. Prayers work, and see the gift, the gas, supply me with freaks. Blacking out, mind over matter, out of body for weeks. I'm proud of deceased, and realize I'm haunting the streets. Paying homage in my songs to folks of honor and speech. A savage, living lavish, plus the heart of the streets. Till I reach another level, and these dollars increase. I gotta get peace.
I know you strap, but you cowards like to play hard. But knowing that, you don't wanna catch a murder charge. See, bust his light, took it full of that weed and liquor. Start a line in your mind now, you's a killer.
Bumping UGK, ESG and Project Pat, Machiavelli Dre. Smokers in the laundromat, every night I pray. My family get they shit together, every night I pray. My family get they together. Humble as a mumble in the jungle with no ammunition. Mammy, you're a daddy, you're a family and no competition. Sitting, plotting, wishing I know I can flood the block of bricks. And politics, this bitch to love me quick and flood them out with sister, mother, lover, brother, father, the copper. What's the option when the block is hot and ain't no one to stop your papa? Handing me that chopper, taught me not to miss the talking. If they hit you, hit them back. It ain't no use in all that talking. Bumping UGK, talking about a murder. Just the other day, somebody got murdered. What more can I say? I hope he ain't deserving any time and any day. The love can close the curtains, hold up, come back. I wish that you could come back. I'm rapping about to daily, everyone that love you, love that. But every step I take, I feel this pain, I'm taking one back. So now I'm on that same old shit again, I hope I don't snap. I'm back. Bumping UGK, ESC and Project Pat, Machiavelli Dre. Smokers in the laundromat, every night I pray. My family get they shit together, every night I pray. My family get. Said we was bumping UGK.
Right. Song dedicated to Charles Hill, Justin Burks, Justin Burns, Kwesi Green.
so many people, Michaela. Everybody that's gone, not forgotten. We love you, permission.
All right, so that was Bumpin' UGK. For those of you that don't know, UGK, world famous underground kings out of Houston. Bun B was just in town. Rest in peace, Pimp C. And Rashid is still on the way. I think what we're going to do is I'm going to just kill, you know, a little time reflecting on the music. You know, we have been doing this hip-hop thing since the 70s, right? That's when the culture was created. South Bronx, East New York, and it's spread all over the world, and we know that the culture is bigger than rap music, and we just listened to some rap music. My brother Rashid Jamal just arrived, and being an art form, you know, that was produced by hip-hop culture, rap music had a regional sound for a long time. You know, now I find that there's a lot of homogenous elements of the sound of hip hop, because we've all been so influenced by each other over so many years that you'll hear things coming out of another continent that might sound like they came out of the South. So I speak on that specifically because, Rashid, where are you from?
I'm from Arkansas originally, Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Hot Springs. So what is that for those of us who never spent time down there, is Hot Springs like close to Little Rock or what?
Yeah, so it's about 35 minutes outside of Little Rock.
Right.
And what's interesting about Arkansas is that it's west in the middle of all these different places that have distinct sounds.
Okay.
So 2 hours east, you got Memphis.
Right.
So Ted Club, Up Thugs, 3-6 Mafia, Player Fly, mm-hmm. Yo Gotti recently, you know, and blues.
Okay.
So, like, you get a lot of blues coming out of that, right, as far as, like, blues, gospel. I would say, like, really for me growing up, those were the biggest things initially. Uh-huh. Blues, jazz, gospel.
Okay.
You know, but then, you know, 5 hours south, you got Dallas. 8 hours south, you got Houston.
Okay.
8 hours south, you got New Orleans.
Right.
And a lot of people's grandparents came from Louisiana. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you pick up a lot of those influences there. But then 8 hours north, you got St. Louis.
Yeah.
So, like, with me growing up, you know, Cash Money felt kind of local.
Yeah, okay.
No Limit felt kind of local.
Yeah.
3-6 Mafia and them felt local.
What about Nelly and them? Did that feel local?
It did, low key. Cause it wasn't that long of a drive away.
And you can hear the twang in the accent.
Yeah.
You know, being from the South Side of Chicago.
Tech 9-2.
Yeah. You know, and being from the South Side of Chicago, everybody was from down south originally. We mm-hmm. were, everybody was from Georgia, Texas, Louisiana, so on and so on. But living in the north, you know, moving north from there to Minneapolis and then later out here to Portland,
right,
I became less interactive with the south outside of, like, listening to artists that I like.
Yep.
And I feel like a lot of us that live in the north, we tend to paint the south with a broad brush.
Yeah, like, they think that people in the south are ignorant because of our accents.
Okay.
Or, like, they think that we're kind of backwards due to country, being in the, yeah,
Bama
Belt. On some Bama, like, and like, I hate that term, bro.
Right.
Like, folks used to try to hit me with the Bama thing, and like, even back when we was when we were younger,
uh-huh,
we used to have songs that would speak out against the way that Northerners would look down on people from the South.
Okay.
You know, because we knew who we were, and it's like, you know, man, cats ain't slow. Nas had that one line in Southern Ain't Slow. He tried to play me. I stay around them dudes, they cool, but they crazy. You know what I'm saying? Because he got around some cats down in Memphis, and, you know, they slipped something in his drink, and, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they was, well, at least that was the subject matter of the song.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, you know, you got to pick up on that type of stuff, you know?
You know, something like, you know, I spent a little bit of time in rural areas, you mm-hmm. know, growing up. We lived in the country in Illinois for a minute, and one of the things I noticed in there, my wife's people, they're from the country out in Pennsylvania, so I'll be out there in the sticks or whatever. But one of the things I noticed is, like, that there's a stereotype in the society that really makes country, and I'm not saying that what is it, Hot Springs?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that Hot Springs is country,
it
but
is.
We have, okay.
It
so
is.
There's a stereotype about urban versus rural.
Yeah.
But the reality is people act the same, bro.
Yeah.
The same stuff that'll happen to you in the city will happen to you in the country.
Sometimes faster.
Okay.
Because there's less people.
Less witnesses, like, less cameras, yeah, right?
And like everybody notices that you're here. Like Hot Springs is a tourist city too.
Okay.
So like it's known for its hot water springs and it has these bath houses and these crystals and like we have an amusement park out there and all this different stuff.
I've never heard of this place.
It's called Magic Springs.
Okay.
And like I used to work there. I used to operate a roller coaster.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like imagine me operating a roller coaster.
That's funny. Can see that.
Yeah. But like, you know, there's like I think I read somewhere it's like at one point we had like 90 million tourists come through every year.
Wow. So that's like Oregon.
I grew up constantly meeting new people.
Yeah.
So and like it's a town of I think 40,000 that during the tourist season it swells up to like 100 or 200,000 people that are there.
And so you got lakes and rivers and hot springs and everything. Is it a hilly area? Is it flat?
It's kind of a mix of the two. Like we had a lot of hills, but like there's a lot of places you can just ride your bike and do your thing too.
So being out, one of the things, I moved out here from the Midwest, and one of the things that kept me here was the natural beauty. I love that about Oregon. Is it similar? Do you both places share
that's exactly what it is.
Okay, that's what's up. So we just, before you got here, man, we just did listen to Bumpin' UGK.
Okay.
And, you know, I mentioned who UGK was, but do you want to say anything about that song?
Yeah, and excuse me for being late, you know what I mean? I just left the studio, and, like, I literally did 90 all the way down here and ran, parked my car and ran two or three blocks and got over here.
Right on, man.
So, you know, I apologize. Just kind of
I apologize for using the voice. You got the voice on the phone, the voice I give. I'm like, man. Where you at, man?
Yeah,
the stress voice.
yeah, man. I was on the way though. You know what
you made it. I'm glad, bro.
That's why I tried to call ahead of time, so it was like I was flaking because it's definitely not the situation. I'm not disrespectful,
no doubt.
But with Bumpin' UGK, I mean, you know, one of the lines on it is like Bumpin' UGK talking about a murder. Just the other day, somebody got murdered. For UGK fans, like they got a song called "Talking About a Murder,"
right?
You know what I'm saying? And like it was kind of double entendre. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like. You know, you really be where I'm from. We be listening to some UGK or something like that in that lane.
Yeah.
And we'll be talking about something that just happened.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And like, every night I pray my family get there together.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily talking about my own family, even though I do mention my uncle in there.
Yeah.
And I do mention certain family members in there. I'm actually talking about my community.
Right.
Because, you know, bro.
Yep.
I'm a young dude, man. I'm 32 years old. But I think that there's been like 20, I've lost count of how many of my friends are dead and in jail and all that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was one of those songs that was just kind of talking about a reality, but, you know, I made it sound cooler than what it really is.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I was telling the people before you got here, like, you're one of the artists that makes me want to be better at my craft. And so when I look to hip-hop, that's what I look for. I know that there's some stuff that's a little bit light and shallow and funny and more entertainment based than actual content based, but I appreciate that effort that you put into your music because I ultimately as an MC I want to hear MCs that make me want to be a better MC.
Well, you know, I walked in on you saying like, you know, how a lot of stuff has got homogenized,
right?
And you know, one of the interests is like what's interesting is that the internet and stuff being easily accessible, so like, you know, you can feel like you somewhere else whenever you just kind of mimicking whatever's on the radio or whatever YouTube video you pulled up or whatever, or whoever SoundCloud link you have.
Yeah.
But then also you got like the interest of money where I think across the board that's like a really strong in society in general, it's like a really strong energy of anti-intellectualism.
Come on.
Like we want to dumb down the population.
Yeah.
And you know, we seeing more and more the effects of the dumbing down in the population because people get so easily offended by everything.
Man.
And you know, to me, like if you can't have your position challenged in some way without getting so upset that you feel like, you know, blowing people up, you might not have that much of an intellectual grasp on what it is that you represent.
Real talk. If you can't represent your position without having some type of emotional meltdown, then maybe you need to, you know, grow a little bit.
Yeah, and that's before what everybody
is. Before you even come to the discourse, right? Yeah. Because right now we're in a place, you know, I grew up in a way and where, you know, the competition of growing up in the neighborhood, you know, we had to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you weren't physically fighting, there was always this competitive drive to outdo somebody, to be better than, to be smarter than, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And so, you know, even though it didn't always feel good, one had to develop oneself to the point where you could show up and represent whatever it was that you were about.
Yeah.
Because you had to, because otherwise you wouldn't survive. No one would take you seriously. So it is interesting to observe anti-intellectualism and the way that it has had an effect on entertainment. People often, you know, you and me are years apart, but the way that we're talking about this, we would get called old heads.
Yeah.
Because we're being critical of part of what's showing up in the pop.
And that's a part of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a part of it. Where right. It's like, you try to, I don't want to use the word marginalize, a little bit too strong, but I mean, that's kind of what happens.
Yeah.
But you try to marginalize individuals who are critically thinking and like who want to hear something more. They want more substance. Like they did a study at UCLA mm-hmm. a few years ago where like they sampled like 700 students and asked them what kind of music they like to hear. And the music that they actually prefer to hear is something that's socially aware, so something socially conscious.
Mm-hmm,
people
mm-hmm.
want to hear music about what's going on in the world, mm-hmm. not just kind of be drowned out by the party mm-hmm. and not just be constant. I mean, it's the time and place to party. It's the time and a place for everything. Like,
yeah.
I like seeing girls shake their booties, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I like that, you know what I'm saying? I like seeing right. pretty girls. I like seeing, you know, sometimes I want to hear something reckless, you know what I'm saying? I grew up listening to Master P and No Limit and Cash right. Money and all that, and all that gangster stuff, you know what I'm saying? I grew up off of Tupac and all that.
Yeah.
But like, it's more to life than that.
Right.
And like, the older we get, the more we realize there's more to life than that. So like, why not give people what they really want to hear? It's because you want to drive them towards a fearful consumer-based mindset mm-hmm. to where, you know, scared people spend more money because they're trying to fill a void that they don't have. You don't really want people to feel fulfilled.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, the more you can dumb people down and keep them upset about this, the more they're likely to spend money on this thing over here. And mm-hmm. like, you know, we going into an election season, so you know yeah. we'll see a lot of that stuff turn up.
Oh, bro, the $1 billion military parade. Come yeah. on, man. Anyway, yeah. I digress. Hey, I had a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I follow you online. You're in the music industry as an independent artist.
Right.
So I wanted to ask you, because I saw you some of these new tracks, like the one we're about to play in a minute. I got to make sure we get it in, Glory, Glory. You started talking about your frustration with the game of the popularity contest mm-hmm. and always having to pay a middleman to get ahead. So will you tell us a little bit about your favorite aspect of being a hip hop artist and your least favorite aspect about trying to work within the music industry?
Yeah, my favorite thing is creating.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Just being creative, because nobody can take that away from you. And having a finished product that sounds the way it sounds in your head is euphoric and it's fun and it makes you laugh and you want to share it with your friends and family.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And, you know, the people who admire what you do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you get a chance to connect and just do different things. And, like, that's really fun. What I don't like is, you know, having to answer a bunch of silly questions from people that, mm-hmm. you know, or having to put up with, you know, people that expect a whole lot. Like at this point, you got to keep up the Spotify profile, and you mm-hmm. got to keep up the Instagram and the Twitter and the Facebook, and do a photo shoot every week, and then mm-hmm. be over here to do this and be over there to do that, and you know, people will flake on you, and I mean, it's a lot of other stuff that, like, you know, it takes stronger language to explain.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, I mean, they just really expect a lot out of artists. But then what you have is a lot of people who pay for their following. So they pay for followers. They pay for streams. They pay for these different things. And it makes it look like people are really paying attention to them. And it's all about perception.
Right.
You know, and it's not real. So, like, somebody that's, like, on the ground level, like myself and other individuals who are around, mm-hmm. you know, it's kind of like one of those things that messes with your confidence over time, because you feel like, well, damn, you know what I'm saying? What am I doing wrong if I can't do this? Because I see this dude right here. He doesn't even seem like they say he just started rapping, but he's right. doing this over here, and the music is terrible, but people are acting like they love it.
Right.
And it's kind of like people get exposed to it. And just because you put it in front of people, that's what they like. It's easy to push stuff on people, especially using social media targeting and algorithms and all that. And,
right.
you know, it's almost easier to drown people out.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, like, if you have enough money to throw at it,
yeah,
you can
yeah.
Be the loudest.
But and it's easy to waste money like that, too. Cause like,
it's real talk.
We're trying to, like, bro, if I'm going to put together 25 racks to do a campaign, then it's like, just because you throw $25,000 at something don't mean you're going to make it back. That means you spend 25 racks, bro. So that puts the average person, and like even the people at the record label, like they look like they doing well, but they owe people money. So like they got to keep doing what they're doing. You know, you don't get a chance to stop, and it's always unfair on the part of the artist, especially if it's not your money that you're spending. Because you know what I'm saying.
So we got about 5 minutes left, and I want to give the people a chance to find you online. So before we bump Glory, and I'm gonna let you say a little bit to intro that. Where where do the people find you?
www.rashidjamal.com, RashidJamal.com, and it's Rashid Jamal at it's Rashid Jamal across my social media platforms.
Okay, that's what's up. What do you want to say about Glory before we listen?
Man, it's just a raw track, man. It's like I cuss a lot in it, but y'all got the radio edit, so it's cool. This joint right here was really just me just venting, you know what I'm saying? It's a track that I wanted to vent on. And, you know, have a good time being lyrically dexterous, you know what I'm saying?
I got you,
Messiah
man.
Complex, the album is coming soon. I was looking at July 23rd, and I might drop it on that day, but I'm independent, so I can change my mind. We'll see.
All right, bro. It's been good having you. We are listening to Glory from Rashid Jamal, and thank you for listening to News from the Boo. Peace.
Motherfucker, sleep on the best rappers alive. If I doubt you ever doubted if this rapper died, I'd rather whisper words of wisdom than to shout the lies. The way I see the right reflection back in Malcolm's eyes. Who am I to fight to keep my mind decalcified? These salamander snakes and fakes to drop your ass from high. With the baddest, fattest asses make you testify. Made you touch the sky, left it mesmerized. I really mean it, your life until you recognize. Sleep on the best rappers alive. If I doubt you ever doubted if this rapper died, I'd rather whisper words of wisdom than to shout the lies. The way I see the right reflection back in Malcolm's eyes. Who am I to fight to keep my mind decalcified? These salamander snakes and fakes to drop your ass from high. With the baddest, fattest asses make you testify. Made you touch the sky, left it mesmerized. I really mean it, your life until you recognize. I'm moving mountains, walking water, you just paralyzed. Resurrect Lazarus, Nazareth, savages, pallid, calisthenics, and calluses, flashing the selfie camera. What you standing for? Mary Magdalene's, petty savages, holy water, and activists. Dorothy Dandridge, just bad religion and sacrilege. A sacrifice on the altar, amend the damaging. Passing me cannabis, rap racing for happiness. But the race ain't to the swift or even talented. Baby, here we knew it, back on that black, back on that wax, back on that Max Julie, your neighborhood match. Back on that way to Houston, that neighborhood crack. They gentrified to grab my house and won't get it back. They buy some Louboutins and up a Saks Fifth. Oppressors for the future, science saying some black. The ghetto comma suits and can tear up your back. Wish me gone for long, but now I'm back in your back. Call us kings and queens like we was dope in the past tense. Now yeah, you cold, but only dope is your last.
Glory, glory be to God. Tell my homies I'm a ride. Tell my mama I'm alive. Tell my daddy I survive. Play my music like I died. Tell my mama that I love her. Play my music like I died. Tell them haters I said. Glory, glory be to God. Tell my homies I'm a ride. Tell my mama I'm alive. Tell my daddy I survive. Play my music like I died. Tell my mama that I love her. Play my music like I died. Tell them haters I said.
What you know about watching your neighborhood smoke crack? Missing from out of high, let it soak in the drill set. Cadillacs up in alleys, navigating the valleys, getting the shaking rallies, losing your life and carry. Financial aid from Sally Mae, I've never been to Cali. But no, I gotta get it for the men and folks I carry. No, I gotta get it for the funerals I bury. I understand we numb the pain when life is scary. Well equipped, I spit the shit to bring the people closer. It's more than life than social media to get exposure. Rappers bleed, people breed, all I see is vultures. The blogger hacking like he understand the culture. In times of need, you gotta lean. I got an extra sober. Soldiers giving hope to people broke but never sober. I can't believe the shit I'm seeing. Shoulders overdosing. Shroom powder, pills, weed, blood flowing slower. Believe in me and all type of people I'm not supposed to. Shoulder to shoulder, my people closest. La Cosa Nostra. It's funny, Martin sweated Gina, knowing Pam was colder. So we had to roast her.
Yo, man, that's crazy. It's like. Your girl got somebody that's fine as hell. It's like a homegirl, so you gotta roast every time she come around, you know? So like you said, no fun going on.
You're listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. Time is now 5:59. KBOO programming is made possible by KBOO member listeners and support from the Portland State University Hatfield School of Government, offering a new master's degree in nonprofit leadership for those who believe in the power of collective action for social change. More information online at pdx.edu/Hatfield School.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland. The Personnel Committee will meet on the second Monday of each month at 6 p.m.
Tune in to KBOO on July 4th through the 7th for a live broadcast from the 32nd Annual Waterfront Blues Festival. We'll start the broadcast from the Waterfront Blues Festival on Thursday, July 4th at noon, and broadcast the fest every day from noon through 10 p.m. Again, that's the Waterfront Blues Festival, the largest celebration of blues, soul, funk, and rhythm and blues west of the Mississippi, July 4th through the 7th from noon to 10 p.m. here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
Welcome to